some point in our conversation, we want to make sure and touch on the fact that this does have a driver behavior element to it, that we can't solve everything with the vehicle. We can't solve everything with the traffic control devices. We can't solve everything with the geometry of the roadway. Drivers, at least for right now, like you said, we're not all driving around in automated vehicles yet. We have to take some responsibility when we get behind the wheel to try to drive to the best of our ability. And that means that if you're impaired, you should choose not to drive. So I think that's a big message that we miss a lot of times with wrong way driving. A lot of people want to focus on what was or wasn't present at an exit ramp as far as infrastructure, but we have to remember that the driver has some responsibility as well.
And that very thing is exactly where I was hoping that we could take our conversation next. You've made some considerable progress with the countermeasures that you've talked about, but as with any other traffic safety problem, you're somewhat limited in what you can do as an engineer, meaning you can engineer a lot of things that are within your control or at least within your realm of influence, but you can't engineer human behavior. So where do you see this going? What might be the next ways to bring the wrong way driving numbers down even farther?
So I think sometimes, I mean, we've always as engineers looked at the human factor side of issues, especially when it comes to traffic control device, but also with design, right? So there are some historic infrastructure that's out there that as we rebuild and reconstruct, we have to think about ways that we're designing ramps and interchanges to minimize those types of maneuvers so that we can say, hey, how could a human get confused here and how can I mitigate that? And we can do the same with traffic control devices, you know, how we place them, how we angle them, how many we put out there. But again, like you mentioned, there's only so much we can do as far as engineering to solve this problem.